In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's always a joy this time of the year to receive different Christmas cards from families and friends. And it's even more of a joy to know that it probably took over 1,000 different pictures to get that one picture right amidst all of the chaos. So everyone who sent me a Christmas card, thank you. But these cards come especially as a joy because they not only show a moment of happiness in a family, but also show a defense in the societal attack on families that we see today. Whether it's couples shacking up and cohabitating before marriage, people trying to encourage the use of contraception, or even just the smallest things like family members sitting at a dinner table or going out to eat together, and instead of engaging back and forth, all they do is look at their phones and their devices. And so with all of this, it's not difficult to see that the very basis of what it means to be a family and the whole concept of the family life is under attack. And with all of these attacks, it can become very easy as well to lose sight of the beauty and the sanctity of what makes a family a family. When we consider the gospel today, we see the well-ordered society of a family. We get a little glimpse into the life of Christ before his public ministry, his hidden life. It is the holy family, his family, that we are strived to become and to build our own families. Growing up, and even as I wrote this sermon, I always and have always thought that life in the house of our Lord, Mary, and Joseph was always perfect. You know, Mary would never have left something cooking for too long, or she would have never gotten a stain on her clothes while she was eating, or she would have never been too tired to do the laundry. Joseph, in his workshop, would have never banged his thumb, you know, with his hammer. He would have been perfect at making everything. He would have never made something that someone didn't like. And he would have always been able to bring home food. And our Lord would never have woken up in the middle of the night crying. He would have never soiled whatever they used as a diaper back then. Or he would have never fallen and scraped his knee. And I think this line of thinking, my brothers and sisters, is why we struggle to become like the Holy Family. We allow the society that we live in to educate us and dictate the way that we consider the family because we think that there's no way we could ever become like the Holy Family. And we forget that our Lord, Mary, and Joseph were human. And outside of ever sinning, they were just like all of us. And there's a beautiful painting series done by a really famous painter. Maybe you've heard of him. It's called Rembrandt. It's kind of got a cool name. But in the 1600s, he has this painting series on the Holy Family, which is really incredible. And in these paintings, you don't see a family that's on a pedestal over everyone else. In fact, you see what appears to be a perfectly normal evening that we can all relate to. There's one in particular that I really like that shows their humanity perfectly. Joseph is in the background just taking care of business, you know, working away on some yoke that he's building, while Mary is reading sacred scripture while also looking at our Lord who's sleeping in a crib. And that should allow us to meditate on this life, the perfectly normal human life of the Holy Family. And we should get to the point that we can become like them if we do what they did, which is follow the will of God in our lives. You know, while the world attempts to teach us about what it means to be a family, completely disordered, the Holy Family can teach us how to be exactly that, a holy family. and how is it we're to be like them? Well, Holy Mother Church gives us the answer. It's by our unity and the propagation or the raising of children. Unity in a marriage is one that is right ordered. It's literally when we sacrifice our own selfishness for the good of our spouse, because we know it is God's will, no matter how difficult it is sometimes. And this is fostered through spending time together and praying together. And when we think about the times that we spend together, there's also the times that we allow time to just go away. And so the question becomes, most especially now in this age, how much more time, honestly, do we spend on our devices, consumed with the screen in front of our face, than we do with our spouses? And this is time we can never get back. And so the concept of these screens taking us away distorts the concept of unity, and it also distorts the concept of raising of children. And this unity and the raising of children go hand in hand. St. Francis de Sales and St. Alphonsus Liguori both have wonderful advice on raising children and building up families. In each of their writings, they discuss the necessity to first obviously have children, and then how important it is to educate them. Because the family is the domestic church, it's here that parents are obligated to teach their children about the moral and the spiritual life, and to protect them from being misguided by things like TikTok, YouTube, or other forms of media that we see today. St. Francis de Sales gives a wonderful image of a bee in a hive. And he says that the honey that is created from these bees, from their work, is like the sweet devotions that are developed in the lives of families. Things like the rosary or the Divine Mercy chaplet. Those are ways that we can create honey and sweetness in our lives. St. Alphonsus Liguori speaks about the obligation of parents to be good examples for their children, and references a fable of a crab family. Maybe you've heard this fable. But the father crab sees his children walking all crooked, and he rebukes them for walking crooked. And so his children ask them to show them how they're supposed to walk. And so he tries to walk straight, and he actually walks more crooked than they do. And it's the same with parents who are unable to correct their children when their children imitate their bad example. And so all this is to say, my dear parents, and all of you who believe that your vocation is to the married life, you have an obligation to yourselves, to your families, and God willing, to your future families, to become like the Holy Family. The world that we live in is doing everything in its power to tear up the beautiful family Christmas cards that we love to receive. And the way we stand up to that is by living our lives just as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph did. Children should be obedient to their parents. And parents should strive always to grow in love for one another, so that love between the spouses can be given and used to educate and raise your children. All of you who are married, and God willing, will become married. If you don't want to be a priest, God willing, you want to be a priest if you're a man too. But all of you who will be married and are married, take courage from the Holy Family. Even amidst the craziness of their lives, they always remain faithful to God's will. And it is through their fidelity that the salvation of our souls was accomplished. Thus, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Let us allow our families to help save our souls. And let us do our best to help them as well. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.